This episode of the Morning Buzzcast is brought to you by Connect Partnership Group. Connect's consulting division leverages decades of experience in relationship building with teams and large public venue operators to help companies drive revenue by winning procurement opportunities. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.
Did you survive the sports equinox last night? Thursday night NFL, the NLCS, three NBA games, 10 NHL games, and four college football games. Even the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team got in on the action. An extra cup of coffee might be in order this morning. And where surreal life meets real life, manager Ted Lasso, at least I hope he makes an appearance, is hosting Saturday Night Live this weekend. Good morning. It's Friday, October 22nd, and this is your SBJ Morning Buzzcast. I'm David Albright, filling in for Abe Madcor. A congressional committee is seeking documents and information from the NFL regarding the investigation into the Washington football team and how the league handled it. The House Committee on Oversight and Reform has sent a letter to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell requesting by November 4th that all documents and communication about the probe into workplace culture inside the WFT organization. For years, conventional wisdom held that the relationship between the NFL and AT&T had grown so strained that it seemed likely that NFL Sunday Ticket would leave DirecTV after the contract expires in 2023. But now, in the wake of AT&T spinning off DirecTV, momentum is growing around an extension, albeit most likely in a non-exclusive position to make way for one or more streaming services. To further that notion, our John Arand reports that the NFL is no longer negotiating with AT&T, but with DirecTV execs, even though AT&T still owns a majority of the spun-off company. And that's been a very different discussion with DirecTV execs wanting to stay in the NFL business if possible. Formula One has rolled into the Circuit of the Americas down in Texas this weekend, but that hasn't stopped other countries from making F1 headlines, as we get this report out of 7 News in Australia, where Sydney is weighing a plot to steal the Australian Formula One Grand Prix from Melbourne. The New South Wales state government is said to be interested in bidding for the race rights when the current contract with Albert Park expires after 2025. The bid would be centered on a Monaco-like street circuit around Sydney Harbour. Sydney has tried and failed to steal the race at least twice before, 2015 and 2010. The NBA plans to generate exposure for HBCUs at All-Star Weekend again this season, announcing that Howard versus Morgan State would be the matchup for the inaugural NBA HBCU Classic on February 19th. Howard was scheduled to play Morgan State that day at home in D.C., but at the NBA's request, the teams will meet in Cleveland on the Saturday of All-Star Weekend. Details are still being worked out, but the NBA said that the game will be nationally televised from the Wolstein Center in Cleveland, the arena that will play host to some All-Star Weekend events. The NBA, in addition to announcing plans for the game, revealed the start of a paid fellowship program that will place HBCU students in jobs with league office and with NBA and WNBA teams. Last season's All-Star Game in Atlanta generated at least $3 million for HBCUs through donations to scholarship funds, and the exposures those schools got during the game was worth even more. Expansion NWSL club Angel City FC will divide 1% of the net ticket revenue from each NWSL home game and pay bonuses to each player on the team. Because Angel City, which will begin play next spring at Bank of California Stadium, has sold more than 11,000 season tickets and has sold out its premium seats, the team estimates the fan-fueled player fund could mean several thousand additional dollars for many of the women on the roster. To be eligible for the bonus, Angel City players must opt into the program by supporting marketing initiatives on their social media channels. Learfield is continuing its deep dive into original content with the launch of Hello Heisman, the first ever official Heisman Trophy dedicated podcast. The 14-episode series, which runs through January, will be hosted by Desmond Howard and Jimmy Roberts and primarily features past Heisman winners. The debut episode is available and highlights 1993 winner Charlie Ward. Speaking of podcasts, make sure to check out the latest episode of the Marchand and Arand Sports Media Podcast, where Andrew and John discuss how Turner Sports and ESPN are approaching the start of the NHL and NBA seasons. Also discussed, where does the Premier League go next with its media rights? And will Disney consider spinning off ESPN? Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And that's your SBJ Morning Buzzcast for Friday. I hope everybody has a great weekend, and we'll see you back here on Monday morning.
Connect Partnership Group's consulting division drives revenue for companies that wish to procure new business and gain market share in the sports, entertainment, municipal, and large public venue sectors. With their deep industry relationships and proven processes, Connect can quickly activate a robust pipeline of new prospects and accelerate your sales growth. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.